Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take away a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a great friend, Sam Hayes. Sam is a newer agent, but he's been crushing it in his business. He's been in the business a little bit less than 2 years. He is from a small town, St. Martinville, Louisiana, and he's born and raised there, and he's crushing it in that little small town. So I wanted to welcome Sam Hayes to the podcast. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, girl.
So we say, hey, girl, because I accidentally said... When I saw Sam, he passed by the office. I don't even know why I said, hey, girl. So that's just been the running joke. We say, hey, girl.
No,
so.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Sam, tell us how you got into the business and tell us a little bit about your backstory so we can get some framework.
Yeah. So I am 26 years old. Like you said, I'm born and raised in St. Martinville.
Okay.
Before I was in real estate, I ran a bar, my family's bar, Robert's Lounge in St. Martinville, for around 7 years.
Nice.
During that time, our business has been open 77 years this year. And during that time, we totally remodeled it and kind of brought it back to its bones. And it's just an awesome, awesome little spot. It really is reminiscent of New Orleans when you walk in. That's probably the best compliment that we get, is how much it looks like a New Orleans bar, because I mean that's just not something that you find in South Louisiana every day. You know,
right.
Something that looks as
right. Maybe not smell like a New Orleans
bar.
Yeah,
it doesn't smell like it used to, but now it doesn't anymore.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I did that for 7 years while I was in college. I graduated high school in 2016 and went to SLCC and got an associate's degree. And after that, I went and got my bachelor's in business administration at UL.
Nice.
And that whole time, I knew that real estate, even though that it's an unconventional way to get into it, because you don't need to go to college to get into real estate. However, like, I don't regret it for a minute.
Yeah.
It was a really good experience working at the bar and going to college. It gave me a lot of different skills, because I mean, it was stressful as all hell.
Right.
But yeah, so I did that. I always knew that real estate was the end goal ever since I was a kid.
Right.
That was, you know, when people ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? I wanted to be a realtor. And it wasn't like watching like the HGTV shows and everything, because I think that's what a lot of kids who see that, like, they grew up watching those shows. My thing that made me want to do it, and this is so crazy because I don't think anybody even remembers this, but Cox used to have a local station. I think it was like channel 14 or something.
Yeah, channel 1 or something.
Yeah. And it just would play on repeat listings, like, constantly.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I was just so fascinated by that. Like, all the kids were playing outside, and I was watching.
Sitting there watching housing.
Just watching listings. And it wasn't even anything interesting. Like, it wasn't, you know, it was just pictures of houses coming on the screen with the specs. And
yeah.
I don't know, I just always thought, you know, my listing's going to be on Cox one day.
Yeah. Well, shoot, you have to get the program back up and running, at least so you can fulfill that goal.
I actually
right?
met a girl the other day, and I think she was in charge of putting that station together. I thought that was so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So but bestie.
Yeah. So I, like I said, I took about a year. It was so COVID was a crazy time, and especially for business, because we were having to put all these new like rules in place for the bar and everything. And in that time, I decided to, you know, I graduated school, and then I went and took my, well, no, I took the class for real estate. And then I waited probably 7-8 months after that before I took the test, just because I was like putting it off, just coming up with excuses after excuses for myself. And one day I finally decided to do it, and it has been the biggest life changer, you know, that I could ever imagine.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I've been watching your success for sure, and you've been leveling up every step of the way. I actually text you all the time for like, hey, what font did you use on Canva or whatever? Because your stuff is just so first class, and I like seeing kind of
your
eye on things. You've got a good eye for how to promote homes and how to market them and how to really get them exposed. And you really do your city a great favor by representing them like so well too. So we're calling this episode "The Youngest in the Room." So what does that mean to you like that phrase, being the youngest in the room? Like, what does that mean to you?
So, I'm 26 years old. So I have noticed over the past, you know, over the past 2 years, my life has changed a lot with
right,
all this.
Right.
And, however, it was all leading up to it, because I have to tell you, more than college, probably the bar gave me the most social skills. I mean, it was just, you deal with so many different types of people.
Yeah.
I mean, you deal with the lowest of the low and the highest of the high. I've always said that. And it has given me so many opportunities, not only in real estate, but in my community. So a little over a year, probably like a year and some change, I was called by the one of the city employees asking if I'd be interested in becoming a board member on the Chamber of Commerce in St. Martinville.
Nice.
And I had kind of been involved in the chamber in some extent before. I would go to their meetings and stuff, but I decided to do it. Well, when I started, I that was the first indication of you. All these things that you're going to do, you're going to be the youngest one there, which is actually a really good thing, because, I mean, I'm given a fresh perspective. They've been doing things a certain way all these years, which haven't been bad.
Right.
However, to grow, you do need fresh perspectives.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, just recently, I've just become the vice president of the Chamber of Commerce in St. Martinville. We just had the governor as our speaker at our banquet. So it was a huge hit. We had over 500 people.
Nice.
So that's been awesome. Other than that, I've also, I'm on the, so SLCC is now SolaCC. They just changed the name. And I am on the advisory board for SolaCC. At the St. Martinville campus. So that's awesome. You know, we're just trying to get people to come to that campus, everybody in St. Martin Parish,
right,
to utilize this beautiful campus we have.
Right.
Another board I've just been, I mean, it's, I need to probably say no at this point, but I'm just,
right,
I keep saying
yes. Just
because
they ask you, you're right.
Yeah, so another board I'm on is we're kind of trying to decide at this point what we have a festival's grounds in St. Martinville. But it's not utilized probably the way it should be. So right now I'm on a board to try to figure out what exactly is the best thing to do with those grounds.
Right.
And then other than that, I'm on one other thing for the city. I'm also on the Historic District Commission. So we deal with all of our old, St. Martinville is, I want to say, the third oldest city in Louisiana.
Wow.
And it, at one point, St. Martin Parish was, you know, it was here before almost everything. So we have some of the oldest infrastructure in Louisiana, South Louisiana for sure. So we're just working to try to get those buildings back to where they need to be, preserve the history, because
right,
once we lose it, it's gone. I mean,
right,
we'll never see anything like it again.
Yeah.
But I mean, but like I said, everything that I just mentioned, I am by far, I mean, some of them by 30 and 40 years, the oldest person,
yeah, you're the youngest person.
Room,
yeah.
So, but it's a good thing, because I'm also taking stuff away from, I mean, these people have been experienced in public service and business for so many, longer than I've been born.
Yeah.
And, I'm able to take stuff away from them and put it into my business, which I think is an awesome thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. I describe it like this, as like hitting the fast forward button. You know, a lot of the people who've been in the business a long time, it mm-hmm. just gives you that chance to hit the fast forward button and say, okay, let me just listen to what this
yeah.
guy, this older guy's been talking
yeah.
about and what he's saying, and just like, just sit back and listen, because you get a wealth of knowledge. And in a room like that, being the youngest in the room, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I think that's awesome, you know, and more young people should be considering being as involved as you are
yeah.
in their local towns, because that's how you get that much business.
Yeah,
so I'm
absolutely.
Sure you can, you know, associate a lot of the business that you've been getting with the bar, but also
mm-hmm.
the friendships that you've made from some of these boards
yeah.
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
So I can see that being something that that's definitely helping grow your business, and I can see that. And I would tell you too, people who are listening, is definitely go follow Sam Hayes and find him on social media and see what he's doing. He's just got such a great style and a good energy, and he's just doing so much for his community and as a realtor. So, you know, also I always say this, if you're interested in connecting with Sam, go find him on social media, see what he's doing, and he can definitely help you. So
yeah. on Facebook, it's Sam Hayes Realtor. Instagram, I believe it's Sam Hayes _realtor. So it's pretty easy to find.
There you go. Yeah, so look him up, follow him. He's got a lot of good content and a lot of interesting things that he's sharing from coming from a small town and really just connecting and crushing it. And he's outpacing a lot of people right now in the market. I see him closing stuff every day. I mean, he said the other day he walked in the office and said, "Yeah, I'm closing four closings or whatever in one day," and I was like, "Go ahead, dude." I mean, shoot, I had one luckily that day, but it wasn't anything like his four. But yeah, no, I mean he's been crushing it. So, talking about that idea of a new agent, talk a little bit about like what it means to be a new agent in our market right now, joining recently, and then also maybe bridge that with like what a new agent could do that's just getting started in the business to be able to help them get started off on the right foot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to lie here. I am still trying to figure it out as much as any new agent. I mean, this is, it's uncharted territory every single day. I think that this business, along with anyone starting a new business, it's a lot of trial and error. And right. I'm still having some errors, but I mean, I'm working through them, and they're teaching me how to be a better business person. So I can tell you, when I first started real estate, it is, and I'm sure a lot of people could relate, it is so scary because I would go to my office, every day, and when I would get there, I just had no clue I didn't even know what to do. Like, I didn't know where to start. Like, it takes until a certain point where you realize that you just kind of got to wait it out. You got to kind of trust the process.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to be you don't have to be, but I think it's very important to be a people person and go and put yourself out there, because I do that a lot, and I have. Even before real estate, I go to events and I talk to people and I'm a people person.
Right.
So I think that definitely helps. But putting yourself out there, me being in that office when I first started, now I love being in my office, but that wasn't beneficial to me.
Right.
Going to lunch with people and, going and socializing with people, that's what helps you in this business.
Right.
At least in my experience.
Yeah.
But so it's just, I think it's kind of a trial and error thing that everyone just kind of has to figure out for themselves, because everybody has a different experience in real estate, for sure, or any business really. But I think it's just a trust the process kind of thing. I think anybody that started out in real estate or who is in real estate now, when they started out, they could look back and say, like, I could have never imagined that I would have gotten to this point, because it's so unknown when you take a real estate exam, when you take the classes, you're not learning how to be a real estate agent.
Right.
I mean, it's how not to get sued 101. That's what it is. I mean, it should be called that. So like when you join your first brokerage, you are a baby. You don't know how to write a contract. You don't know. It's all unknowns. So I think it's very important that you find the right brokerage, really interview. And I think that's a lot of people don't do that. And I was guilty of it as well. I didn't really do a whole lot of due diligence as far as finding where I would fit in the best and what I think, what learning style would be best for me and what those brokerages could offer to me. So I think anybody coming into this, it's very important that you do that, because you have to find your people.
Yeah.
You have to find your people. Some people can learn just by,
watching
online
videos.
Classes, videos and everything. I'm not like that. I like to be in the field, seeing what's going on. I want to be part of every part of the process.
Right.
So that I know that I have my hands on it. And it's just like, a lot of people, which I'm not at that point yet, but a lot of people use TCs.
Right.
I, at this point, can't see myself using a TC, because I like to, I'm a very nervous person. So I want my hands on every piece of paperwork along the way for my mental sanity,
Yeah.
But again, everybody's different. So I think that just a blanket statement for anyone starting is just, trust that process.
Trust the process, and have give yourself enough time to be able to see the fruits of that labor.
Yeah,
but don't just come to the office and sit around and scroll social media.
No,
because that's not going to work. Just because you have an office space, you know, doesn't mean you should be playing around. And I like that, you know, you do a lot on social media, and your social media is awesome, and it's fun to follow what you're doing with that. But it's still, you've got to be able to go make
personal hand-to-hand connection. Oh, it's just a very small part.
Shake hands.
I feel like the social media part, I really don't do it for, even though, you know, it's nice to have interaction on social media posts, which, you know, I get some of, but I like it for myself. It's something that I can go back and look at. I can go back and look for, at a year from now, and kind of scale myself, see where I've come and what I've done in that last year.
Right.
So it's kind of a thing for me, but I also don't, like, you know, I don't post any of my accomplishments with the as a bragging thing, or, you know, it's strictly for me, and it's like a scrapbook almost that I can go back and look on and kind of be proud of myself, you know?
Yeah, I like that. It's cool just to kind of see how far you've you've come, even in the short amount of time that you've been in the business. And, you know, you've had some crazy things that have happened to you in the business, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You told me a little bit about this crazy cat story.
Tell
us that.
I think that, and I've gotten this from most agents I've talked to, everybody has a real estate horror story or multiple. I think the worst one I had was when I first started, and I was thinking to myself, what the hell did I get myself into? I was like, this is absolutely nuts. Like, it could not be further from the people on HGTV or any of these real, like, I've never seen, like, I feel like this would be more entertaining to see than the glitz and glamour you see. So one of the first showings I went on, it was actually a Op City lead. And another thing about me that I just want to touch on real quick is that, like I said, people do business differently. I've attempted to work leads. I have never, ever successfully worked a lead, and I've actually just stopped. I'm completely sphere-based.
Gotcha.
I think that's just, at this point in my career, that's where my bread and butter is.
Yeah, nice.
And I'd rather give all of my attention to my sphere. So anyway, no, but getting back to the cat story. So it was an opposite lead. I was going on a showing for it, and it was in Cecilia, which... like I said, one of my first showings, I ended up on the highway going towards Baton Rouge. I don't know what I was doing,
right.
But it was just you know. So anyway, I get there, and this house is probably the roughest I've seen since then. They had a roof, I think, but it wasn't much of a roof. But the first thing that happened, I opened my car door, and it was just death. I smelled death, and I'm like, oh, great, here we go. So I walk up to the front door. The door is wide open, and the clients are still getting out of their vehicle, and my eyes just got big, and there is a cat laying in the doorway without a head, and I'm like, this cannot be real right now. So they're walking up, and they're like, yeah, we still want to look at it, and I'm like, I don't, you know? So I'm like kind of just walking around the perimeter of the house, because I'm like, this is insane. I'm just rethinking all my decisions up until that point. So I walk into the backyard, and there was no septic tank, but there were holes in the ground with the contents of a septic tank. Let's just say that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the roughest I've ever dealt with. So actually, I called the agent after that, and I'm like, look, I said, needless to say, they didn't want the house. But I called the agent. I'm like, hey, just want to let you know there's a dead cat sitting in the living room. And she's like, oh, she said, yeah, it was a foreclosure. She's like, yeah, the bank had to get guys in hazmat suits. I'm like, well, they left something behind. So I actually talked to that agent not long after that, and I'm like, hey, it's me, the one who called about the dead cat. But that was my, so we had the brokerage I was with at the time, we had a group message, and I actually sent a picture. I'm like, is this what y'all deal with every day? Like, I couldn't believe it. And they were like, no, that's a new one. Like, we've never had a dead cat. Yeah. So that's my horror story at this point. I hope I don't see it again. I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
But Yeah, that was a crazy situation for sure.
Yeah, and Brobridge and Cecilia have amazing homes. They're not just like that. It's a great city.
No,
that's hearing this. It's a great place to live for sure. They don't have a whole lot of houses like that.
Like I said, I haven't seen it since. So,
so you should be fine.
Yeah.
So, and I think that house burnt down or whatever. You know.
Yeah,
that house is gone.
Actually sold. I went back and looked. It sold for what they had. They only had it listed for like $40,000.
Right.
I mean, like, and it had tarp on the roof. It was bad. But I couldn't even believe that it sold for 40 grand. Like, you couldn't give me 40 grand to take it, you know?
Nice. So you do all kinds of other things too with your with your social media and stuff like that. And one thing that I caught on social media is I caught you at a crawfish ball.
Oh God!
And tell us a little bit about that crawfish ball. And
So like I said, I worked at the bar all these years. I met a lot of different musicians through that time, and they had the AHBA, Acadiana Home Builders Association, crawfish boil on Thursday. So me and some friends went, and I noticed the guy. I knew the drummer on the stage, Steve Adams. So I said, Steve, I've been singing all my life, by the way. So I just said, Steve, you know, I had a few drinks. It was open bar. And I said, can I sing one with y'all? And he was like, yeah, sure. So I got up and sang in front of a bunch of strangers, which is not something unusual for me. I think that's another reason. I'm blindly confident
and very outgoing.
Yeah. So no, but it was fun. It was a fun little.
So I'm gonna put you on the spot, Sam. Why don't you sing us a little taste of New Orleans Ladies, the song that you sang at the crawfish ball?
All the way from Bourbon Street to Esplanade, they sashay by.
That's awesome, man. I love that. Yeah, that's great, man. That's a great song. New Orleans Ladies by LaRue, I think it is, right?
Louisiana LaRue.
Louisiana, yeah. But no, that's awesome. I'm glad you're doing that. And look, people who are outgoing like you and who have the similar personality, I mean, this is just a career that's made for you, right? You know, so you've been able to accomplish so much in just 2 years. So tell us a little bit about, like, your experiences, and we're transitioning from the you singing. So tell us a little bit about, like, why you came to Real Broker and what you like about it.
Yeah, so I was at a small brokerage. That's where I started out. And it was not a bad experience where I was at it by any means. But I almost didn't realize at the time. I wasn't looking to go anywhere when I came here. I was perfectly content where I was at. But then I had started to hear about Real Broker actually before everything happened, where District South went, you know, and joined, when it was actually just Teresa. That was the only person we knew around here that was there. I did a deal with Teresa, and I started looking into it, and I was like, man, this is a cool concept.
Right.
Because, you know, there are other cloud brokerages, but there were some different things in there that I found very interesting. So anyway, long story short, I ended up making the move, and I didn't realize until I made the move how much I needed to. The environment over here is just like no other. I think, you know, cloud brokerages are known to be all online, and you're on this online community almost.
Right. You're lone wolf, I call it.
But that's not what I was looking. That's why that model never appealed to me.
Right.
Because I mean the tools and everything seemed awesome, 100%. But the thing that appeals to me the most is I am a social butterfly. I want to be with people.
Right.
And this office, being at District South's office, is amazing.
Right.
So when I started over here, I just worked in the flex space, and that was good. And then there was an office available, so I decided to take advantage of that. And I've just made some great friends over here. And I've realized we're in an office full of, honestly, the best of the best in Acadiana.
Yeah.
And I mean, it shows. There's evidence to prove it.
Yeah, we just hit the top spot, and we hadn't been there, but yeah, we just hit the top spot. I think on like May 1st or something.
May 1st, yeah. So. I think that that's a clear indicator of where we're at, where we're going. But I just, for me at least, being around all these people, it's inspirational. I'm able to take stuff from them.
Right.
Like I said, with, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and everything, and put that into my business.
Yeah.
Since I've been here, my business has done great. But outside of just, you know, sales, I was featured, in March for Real Producers Magazine as a rising star. That was awesome. I was super honored by that. I'm also this year on the RAA's Leadership Academy, which has also been so cool. We went to the Capitol and we got to hear, you know, legislators speak and kind of see with leadership, what I've gotten from it so far is you get to see like the inside of the real estate industry and what goes on, which is so cool. It's things that people would never would think about. You get to kind of realize, like, you know, how in depth some of these things go. But overall, I just think that this is the top tier place to be in Acadiana for real estate. I mean, there's just so many things offered here that, you know, I can't even begin to tell. It's a great place, and I'm just so happy that I can be part of it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. I think very similar to you. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just an amazing place to be. And District South as a company was so attractive, so well respected, was originally how I came. And then we kind of got absorbed into Real Broker. Mm-hmm. But it's been fun to get this to meet everybody and meet people like you who are leveling up their business every day. But doing it in the same way that I did 20 years ago, you know, when I started my business, mm-hmm. you know, just being a part of everything, being on multiple boards, meeting a lot of people, getting out in the community, you know, really serving. And I think that is evident through all of our podcasts, is getting out of the office and serving the community and getting involved in a way that you can connect with people. I think that's great. Is there anything else that you maybe want to share with people?
I mean, other than, you know, I always try to... I'm a huge advocate for my city, so I try to always finish off anything with just a little shout out to St. Martinville. It's a growing place. I tell my clients all the time that, and I truly, you know, this is just my opinion, but I truly see St. Martinville becoming one of the top destinations in Acadiana within the next 5 years, 100%. I think that property values are going to go up. I think that anyone getting in now is super, super smart. There's so much untapped potential there, and there are people that are tapping it now.
Yeah.
I just sold an Airbnb last week to a client who had one in Bro Bridge, and like, it's so awesome to see people from out of town coming in and wanting to be part of it. So, you know, keep an eye out. I think that there's some really cool things happening, and I'd love for, you know, anybody who is interested to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you do a great job with representing your city. So, and you do a good job with representing, you know, the brokerage as well, too. So I hope that anybody listening to this podcast, if you hear something you like, or you like Sam, go follow him on his social media. I'm going to put some of that into the description, too, so that you guys can go find them. But again, Sam, thank you so much for being on
the
podcast. It was a pleasure, and we hope to talk to you guys soon.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.